Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This little SRV brings back the late, great Stevie Ray. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with John Deeney. YourExitMap.com. Did I say that right, John?
Yes, and we've got tools up there. You can check your distance to goal for what you want for retirement. You can take what you assume your valuation of your company is and see how financeable that looks like to a,
wow,
to a bank or a third-party lender.
How much is that?
It's all free.
All free.
It's
thank
all
you,
free.
Thank you, thank you, folks. This is the kind of folks we got on the Brain Trust. This kind of support for you and John. I appreciate that, folks. He's written another annoying book for me. This is the second book in a row he's written that I should have written, but he beat me to it. And this was more beautiful than the last one. The last one was an award winner. So check him out, folks. YourExitMap.com. If you're a boomer, or if you're thinking about doing business with a boomer, you got to know about what's going on here. So we've been talking about how the generations might be at some level of cross purpose, John, in terms of the handshake between a fourth quarter boomer selling their business to a first quarter Xer or maybe even a Y. So we've been talking about the differences. This increases the degree of difficulty of making a sale for the boomers, doesn't it?
Well, you touched on it a bit just before we went to break. The financing, two generations now that were given credit cards in college and, you know, parse a paycheck based on payments, school debt, credit card debt, time payments for everything from their stereo to their car, they don't have a lot of capital. And the boomers who bootstrapped these companies 25 and 30 years ago and now have built them up into substantial enterprises,
right. This
isn't a bootstrap entry. And they're looking for people that have cash to put down, and I don't think you're going to find them. They're going to come in, and they're going to say, yes, I'll pay you $2 million for your business. This looks like a good business. I have $50,000. How do you plan on me paying you the rest?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not a fan of seller financing, and there are other arrangements.
It's been going on for
made.
A long time.
Yeah. But, you know, the boomers have built equity that's out of the reach of many of the buying generations. Ability to pay, and that's
I've seen boomers who didn't let their children have the business because their children couldn't afford it, and they sold it to somebody else to get the money.
or children that just don't want it.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm not talking about your kids went on to be doctors and lawyers. I'm talking. I've worked with two companies last year where the children were in the business. And they don't want to buy it. They've worked in it all their lives, and they said, sell it to somebody else, will work for them.
What about ESOPs or a variation on that? Is this, do you see some kind of a more creative way of doing ESOPs for even smaller businesses? Typically, an ESOP only works for 50, minimum 50, probably more like 100 employees, right?
Yeah, 100 employees is kind of the trigger point. And
but do you see there's being something that would allow for smaller businesses to pull something like this off?
Well, it would take some regulatory change.
That's what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be enough of a quantity of this to make it worthwhile.
Well, there is, but right now the Department of Labor, even though things seem to have loosened up under the new administration. It was really bad under the Obama administration. DOL walked into every ESOP with the assumption that the owner had somehow ripped off the employees.
Another example, folks, when you hear me say that the Obama administration was our enemy, or they looked at us as we were their enemy, that's what John's saying. That's not opinion. That's a fact. Go ahead, John.
So, you know, with the regulatory burden, with the process you have to go through to do an ESOP now, I just finished two, and they were both $400,000 to $500,000 in expenses.
Yeah,
and they've got to streamline this. It's a tough, tough process, and it's all about dotting the I's and crossing.
Do you see a critical mass build up of I mean, at some point in time, there's a are we building up some rubbish behind a dam here over the next 10 years, John?
Yes, yes.
Is that a good way to say it? I mean,
yes. I mean that it, you know, the boomers who are saying, and there's many of them, if not the majority, talk to me in 5 years. You know, there's that old Price Waterhouse survey from 2008 where the 60-year-old said, I'll sell in 5 years. The 65-year-old said, I'll sell in 5 years. The 70-year-old said, I'll sell in 5 years.
Right.
At some point, 5 years runs out.
And sometimes natural law takes you home.
Right. After 10 or 15 years, your 5 years are up.
That's right.
Yeah,
no kidding. Well, sobering advice, sobering research and from our good friend John Dini, but the truth, John tells it like it is. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Give us that website again, please. YourExitMap.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Check it out, folks. The book's there, too. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.